بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجد تمرة في الطريق فقال: لولا أني أخاف أن تكون من الصدقة لأكلتها. متفق عليه. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once found a date on the road. So he found a date on the pathway on the road. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if I did not fear that this is a date of sadaqah and charity, I would have eaten it. If I did not fear that this is a date of charity, I would have eaten it. So for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat of sadaqah, zakat and sadaqah was not permissible. And since this date was found on the road, there was this possibility that it could have been a date of charity. Because of this possibility, which created a doubt in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he refrained from eating it. If you recall yesterday, we commenced this chapter on wara' and tarki shubuhat, abstaining from doubtful things. One is clear cut, where Sharia says it is halal, and where Sharia says it is haram. But there are other occasions in our life we are not sure 100% whether it is halal or haram, but there is some type of doubt that is risen in our hearts. So what we explained yesterday is that we should refrain from even those doubtful matters. And this is the best for us, for the sake of our own izzah and respect, and for the sake of our deen. وعن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في نفسك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. رواه مسلم. وعن وابسة بن معبد رضي الله عنه قال: أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: جئت تسأل عن البر؟ قلت: نعم. فقال: استفت قلبك، البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر، وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ النَّاسُ وَأَفْتَوْكَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. رَوَهُ أَحْمَدُ الدَّارِمِ. In these two narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained piety and sin. In the first hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْبِرُّ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. That means righteousness. What is righteousness? What is good deeds? It is good character. In other words, a person should ensure that he has a good character. He must not harm people. He must do good to people. He must be polite to people. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, in the explanation of good character, he said, badhul ma'roof. The person should be kind to people. Any opportunity to do good to a person, you must love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. You must give preference to him. Wa kafful adha. And you must make sure that you refrain from harming him in any way. And وَتَلَاقَةُ الْوَجْهِ. And you must smile at your Muslim brother. So this is good character. The most weightiest thing on the day of Qiyamah on our scales will be good character. Then Rasulullah ﷺ went on to explain what is sin. So sin has two attributes. In other words, it creates doubts and uneasiness within a person that he is committing a sin. It leads to a fear that one will become embarrassed if others come to know about it. وَالْإِثْمُ مَا حَاكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. It creates some doubt in your heart. وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّرِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. The second thing is that you don't want people to come to know that you're doing this thing. Perhaps you're entering a store and you're not 100% this food outlet is halal or it is haram. But there is some type of doubt that has been created in your heart. You've got this shak, you've got this doubt that perhaps things are not halal here. So immediately, this is what the meaning is, it becomes sinful for you now to go and purchase from there because a doubt has been created. And number two, you are not going there openly, you are sort of hiding, concealing yourself because you don't want anybody to see you entering this shop and purchasing from this particular store. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us this explanation or the advice that a person should refrain from it. In other words, a true Muslim should ask himself whether he should proceed on with any action if some doubt has been created in him, and he does not want people to know that he is doing this particular action. And therefore in the second hadith, the Sahabi by the name of Wabisa bin Ma'bad radiallahu anhu, he comes to ask Rasulullah the same question. And as he comes there, Rasulullah himself tells him, "Bhai, you have come to ask about piety, isn't it?" So the Sahabi said, "Yes." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him. And this actually is for the person whose heart is not polluted with sin and evil. He's not overwhelmed by his carnal desires. He is genuine, he is sincere, and his heart is clean and pure. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into his heart what is able to discern from right and wrong. When a person has taqwa, in tattaqu Allah ja'al lakum furqana, Allah mentions in the Quran, when Allah gives you taqwa, the one benefit of taqwa, you'll have nur in your heart and you'll be able to choose the right from the wrong. When a person's heart is corroded with sins, just filth and impurities and evil, then he is deprived of the nur of taqwa. It is very difficult for him now to discern, differentiate between right and wrong. So here we are talking about the person whose heart is pure and now he is in this situation. So Rasulullah says, istafti qalbak. And he asks your heart, be sincere, genuine. What is righteousness? Righteousness is that with which your soul is at peace, your heart is at peace. You've got no doubt that this is incorrect. And sin is that which creates doubt in the heart. It causes hesitation in the chest. Even if people give you a verdict, even if people give you a verdict, when aftaka nas, aftok has come with great emphasis, people might say, no, don't worry, it's okay, it's halal. But you have got this genuine doubt in your heart. And you do not want people to see you doing this. You're not feeling itminan. The word has been used, وَطْمَأَنَّ إِلَيْهِ الْقَلْبِ. Your heart is not feeling absolutely satisfied. Refrain from it. This is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْكُرُكَ.